Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Atlanta Rhythm Section, bringing us back. Do it or die. That's what we do, isn't it, small business owners? Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, the poll question right there on the homepage. It'll entertain you a little bit. And when you click your answer, you can see how the poll is going so far and all the other things, including the body of work that Tom Markle has given us over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who founded iBank.com, which is a resource to help you find the capital you need a number of different ways, whether it be loans or leasing or whatever. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were talking about the right way to monetize your business, to capitalize your business, quit chasing the fad. You're saying, you know, focus on the right kind of partners to, if you're looking for partners to bring in, you know, money or resources or whatever. I like what you said about make sure you bring people in with a distribution. I remember when I was in corporate America years ago, there was one assignment that I had. Part of my assignment was to secure a new law firm for the company.
Mm.
And so I was interviewing law firms. And what I learned in that process was that when corporations are looking for law firms, they're not just looking for lawyers. They're looking for lawyers with contacts.
Right, right.
And so we assumed that the law firm could handle the legal part. But what we were looking in a law firm was somebody who could introduce us to other people.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? And so
a center of influence.
Exactly. These were centers of influence. I mean, the law is the law. I mean, obviously you want to make sure you got good lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to assume that all law firms have good lawyers. But do they know the right kind of people? And so that was part of the equation. That's what you were just talking about.
I was the inventor, so you know I had this product and I had all the resources and I mean all the you know all the product of the wheels, the plates, the screws, the bolts, the nuts, and now my partner who was Adidas really had two things. One is they had the shoe that I needed,
mm-hmm.
and second of all, they had all the distribution, all the major sporting
right.
goods stores everywhere in the world. And I just plugged into this, and overnight we sold 500,000 pairs of shoes, all the inventory that Adidas had at the time. And then because of the brand name, I picked up brand, I picked up a product,
right.
I picked up distribution, sales force. And what I didn't have, and Mrs. Dossler at the time would not finance the product. She says, listen, I've done enough for you, kid. Go find the money on your own. So... you typically go to the first bank down the street. It was Harbor Boulevard there in Costa Mesa. It was Citizens Bank, and I walked into the guy not knowing a thing, and I said, here's this stack of orders that I had, and here's Adidas, and here's my parts, and he says, we don't do purchase order financing.
Wow.
Wow. And so he gave me the name of a guy. I didn't, you know, I was living down on the beach on 45th Street, and this guy knocks on my door and says, the banker sent me over to see you, and this guy looked like a one-eyed cyclops. And I said, maybe we could just talk from the porch here. that whole story was don't judge a book by its cover,
right.
you know. Well, anyway, he said, my banker's going to come in. And I said, well, I guess so. Come on in. And so he sat down and he said, tell me a little bit about the business. I said, here's all my orders. Here's what I've got. And he says, well, how much are you looking for? And I said, I think $1 million would start the factory and get everything going. And he took out a checkbook and wrote a check for $1 million.
Are you serious?
And I said to him,
wow.
I said, will this cash? And he says, I mean, I was being so arrogant.
Yeah, right.
So I call the bank. He says, well, call the banker. So I call the banker, and I says, I just got a check from this Henry DeLapp here for $1 million. He says, well, the cash is, bring it down, son. We'll open your bank account. So and he says, what do you want for that? And he says, well, I says, I said, I don't know. What kind of equity? What do you want? And he says, I don't know. Is 10% of your company too much?
Holy
mackerel.
I said,
no, it's not. I'll give you 10.
Holy mackerel.
And he says, but I want one favor. And I said, oh, God, here it comes. So he says, at 3 o'clock, I want a fifth of scotch every day, and I want to sit in front of you and watch you work.
Wow.
And I said, a fifth of scotch every day, and you want to sit and watch me work? That's a deal.
What a good story.
So, that was my first company.
And he did that? Did he come? He came over at 3 o'clock
yep.
every day?
Jim, every day, like clockwork, he was there, and I had a fifth of scotch.
What? We're all dying to know. What kind of scotch do you like?
I think that was Chivas Regal that he wanted at the time. That's not what I would drink, but that's what he was drinking. And,
well, I'll tell you, I think he had the money. You should have changed to Chivas.
It turns out that his family owned all the land between Main Street and Golden West Boulevard on PCH, which has about 7,000 pumping devices.
Pacific Coast
pump
Highway.
Oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pacific Coast Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making $2 million a week in royalties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I was never able to. See, you just blundered upon that, but on somebody like that. But the beautiful part of this story is that you had the thing that got you the business was you had customers.
Right. Right.
Folks, this
right.
is the thing. You know, this story that he had none of this would have happened if all he had was this shoe and holding. He was if the first thing he did was to try to go find an investor with that shoe instead of go and find customers with that shoe or that skate, he wouldn't have had that story. We might not even be talking right now, folks.
No.
Customers. Sales cure all ills. Quick break. Tintail. Right back with Tom Markle. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.